It is the 23rd of February. Our guest this hour, quite controversial, and I could not be happier that this man has spoken out. Dr. Jack Wolfson is a board-certified cardiologist in Phoenix. He is known as the paleo cardiologist. We'll find out from him what that is. And the natural cardiologist. He has received awards for this very thing. His website, The Doctors Wolfson, W-O-L-F-S-O-N. He attended University of Illinois for undergraduate degree, following in his father's footsteps. He spent 4 years at Chicago College of Osteopathic Medicine, received his DO degree, a 3-year internal medicine residency, 3-year cardiology fellowship, followed at Lutheran General Hospital in Park Ridge, Illinois, served as chief fellow in his final year. He's board certified in cardiology and a fellow of the American College of Cardiology. And he had an epiphany, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about. He now serves in, he left his large cardiology group and now serves in integrative cardiology. Thank you so much, Dr. Wolfson, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You have been, you have been mistreated in the media is all I can say. But I commend you for standing and staying and doing what you're doing to protect children, Dr. Wolfson.
Well, you know, thank you very much. It's been difficult, certainly in the last, 3-4 weeks. The, obviously we're all human and we can only handle so much, hate mail, directed towards us. And, you know, it is my responsibility to read that mail. Some of it I, have a chance to respond to. But let's not focus on the negative. Let's focus on all the positive people that are out there and the thousands of emails that we're getting, by either email or Facebook interaction. It's really been tremendous, the amount of support and the people that are behind us, from the parents of vaccine-injured children to concerned parents that never chose to vaccinate, to people that are looking to have children in the future. The support has really, really been incredible.
Well, and I appreciate you want to focus on the positive, but I just want to let people know that this has not been without an attack on you, your reputation, everything about you, because you have taken a stand that you believe in so fervently. And that's what this country is all about, is being able to take a stand. And that's what the Power Hour is all about also. So I just want people to know that this is not an easy path when you stand up and really, literally, against, 95% of the medical profession and what has been done here in this tragedy and this horrible world nightmare of vaccines that we've gotten ourselves into. Let me start off with your being a conventional cardiologist.
Can I just address one point in there too?
Sure.
If I may, real quick, is that the I'm getting a lot of emails from MDs, from DOs, from chiropractors, from naturopaths. And almost in unison, they are in support of my message and everything that I've been saying. But I assure you, they are afraid. I know they're afraid. People are afraid to speak out. This is their livelihood. This is what they do for a living. If you're a pediatrician, you can't speak out against vaccines. That's your job, is to vaccinate.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to come up with any other opinion? How are you even going to let yourself think of another opinion or that, wow, you know what, maybe vaccines are not as safe as I've been telling my patients for years. But unless people start to speak out, unless the doctors, step forward and the leaders of society, and to go to your local, state representatives and Congress, people, they're going to take away our rights very quickly and make it so it's mandatory vaccinations, and then it'll be a game over, and it's going to happen very soon. We can no longer sit on the sidelines here. We have to take a proactive stance.
All right, we've got a 3-minute break. We're going to come back and talk about your journey from being a conventional cardiologist to an integrative cardiologist, pro-vaccine versus anti-vaccine, after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley, and I got to tell you, a man I respect tremendously, Dr. Wolfson. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much. 8 minutes after the hour for joining the Power Hour today. We have the natural cardiologist joining us. He was trained at Chicago College of Osteopathic Medicine. He joins us today to talk about his position on vaccines. You don't have to listen very long to Dr. Jack Wolfson to find out where he stands. I want to go back to the fact that you were a conventional cardiologist. And if you'd explain what a conventional versus an integrative cardiologist, I would appreciate that.
Sure thing. So I finished up my training in 2002, and I trained at the, you know, at a big MD institution in Chicago, and moved out to Arizona. I was doing pacemakers and angiograms and all the typical things that a cardiologist does, and staying up all night on call and, you know, dealing with the sickest of the sick patients. And in 2004, I met the woman who would become my wife, and she's a chiropractor. And she opened up my eyes to the natural world, to the health paradigm, as opposed to the sickness paradigm where I was practicing. It's all about the Band-Aid approach and the next pill and the next procedure. And frankly, it's a money factory. Conventional medicine is a money factory. Doctors are wonderful people, and they want the best by their patients, but I assure you that they are thinking financially oftentimes by how fast they see patients, by what tests they order, by what drugs they prescribe. It's all influenced by money. Well, I tried to exist in the practice that I was in, and I was a partner in a large practice making a lot of money, and I existed in that practice for years as I really morphed, you know, my belief system. And then finally in 2012, when the time was right, I left and opened up my own practice called Wolfson Integrative Cardiology, where the focus there is using, is really going after the cause of disease, using nutrition, supplements, lifestyle changes such as relaxation and getting a lot of sleep and drinking lots of water, getting exercise and sunshine, and all those important things. And the health of my patients has been extraordinary. And I've got patients from all over the world, you know, that come to see me and seek out counsel with me, you know, because they want to avoid pharmaceuticals, and they want to avoid heart attacks, and they want to avoid strokes. They want to avoid dying. This is what I do in my practice.
And I'm so glad to see that. There are too few integrative cardiologists in this country. If you're in Arizona, you can look him up at The Doctors Wolfson, W-O-L-F-S-O-N, and you'd be fortunate enough to find an integrative cardiologist who understands heart disease for sure. Now, one thing I do want to take issue with you on, and that is that you said it is the mother's fault. Now, when we're talking about vaccination, you said the mothers ought to be blamed. Well, let me just add that you also told me how you were a cardiologist who did cardiologist things. And believe me, I know that when those long white lab coats come down the hall, people acquiesce to whatever it is that a quote-unquote doctor says. So you and I were both party to doing whatever we are told to do in our assorted professions in medicine, and now we're saying that blaming the mothers when many of the mothers and the fathers have only been doing what doctors told them, and those doctors bought into it many, many years.
Well, you know, I'm not here really, I've said that and I've written that in blog posts, you know, is that it's really just kind of a call to action. And you know, the mothers and the fathers, they've read the labels on the food products and they've said no to high fructose corn syrup and they've said no to artificial flavors and colors. They've read those labels, but they didn't bother to read the vaccine label. They didn't bother to ask the questions. And I'm not here to cast, you know, guilt and blame on people. What's in the past is in the past. What we need to do is move forward. And by moving forward, it means full informed consent and full awareness of what is going in to our bodies and into our children's bodies. And once again, the right to decide what goes into our bodies and that of our children's.
You know, and I really like where you say, blame the pharmaceutical companies, blame the food companies, blame the, you know, the people that put out all this stuff for us to eat, blame those companies. And I agree with you on that. All right, let's go to what is the reason or the aha experience that you had that made you, thanks to your wonderful wife, and I'm so glad she came along for you, what was it that first tipped you off to, wait a minute, this sacred vaccine issue may not be so sacred?
Well, you know, it's and really, you know, kudos to my wife. I mean, she is my soulmate, the love of my life, et cetera, et cetera. She is the brains behind the operation. She's busy with our two kids all the time. But, you know, she's definitely right behind me, and we're, as the doctors Wolfson, we're really going to lead the charge, you know, going forward. But when we decided to, actually we didn't decide to have children. We kind of got pregnant without even trying. And when we first realized we were pregnant, you know, we started talking about some of these issues and vaccines. What are the ingredients in the vaccines? Something I had never studied before. It's not anything that we really looked at in medical school and residency or fellowship. We didn't talk about vaccine ingredients. We just kind of, it was just gospel. You know, they, of course they work and there's no danger and, you know, move on. There's no questioning that at all. But once again, looking at the ingredients in the vaccines and then looking at the actual diseases we were trying to eradicate, you know, and my wife said to me, you know, chicken pox, you know, why do you think chicken pox is so dangerous? I'm like, well, I don't know. I guess it really wasn't. You know, I remember getting chicken pox as a 9-year-old boy, and it was like, you know, free vacation from school for a week. and I felt fine. I went out to the movies. I went out, did normal activities. And it wasn't that big of a deal, but it's only become a big deal now that it's gone and people start talking about it like it was this big, like it was the Black Plague, you know, or the Spanish flu of 1918. And 3 million children a year got chickenpox, 3 million people, excuse me. And apparently 100 of those people died. But look at the health, you know, situations of those 100 people, if you can. I doubt they were eating, you know, organic vegetables, free-range grass-fed meats. Eggs, avocado, coconut, you know, what is commonly thought of as nutrition, which I'm a huge fan of. You know, were they getting sleep? Were they getting sunshine? Were they taking vitamins? You know, what was the health condition of these people that died? And I don't see that in my children or in the children that are around me. I think that obviously we're born with immune systems to try and protect us. But it was really once again looking at what was going, you know, what are these things we're trying to prevent? Measles, mumps, rubella. The vast majority of these cases are benign childhood conditions. Finally, 95%, according to the CDC, 95% of people that were exposed to polio and got polio had no symptoms. 95% of the time. That is a mind-blowing statistic that everybody needs to know. There are plenty of horror stories that are out there, but there's plenty of horror stories about vaccine-injured children. I will take my chances with the natural disease as opposed to vaccine injury. Thank you.
Now, we have done a number of things here at the Power Hour. We have bracelets that are the Med Alert bracelets, and on the back side of it, it says vaccines contraindicated, because they are contraindicated to us. You know, we are doing the kinds of things here that we can do to protect ourselves from these vaccines. And I've always told my listeners, you know, I gave vaccines for 40 years or 30 years. I will never again ever give another vaccine, nor will I ever take one if I have the choice, because we're that strong on it. And I know you are that strong on it also. And there's a reason you are that strong. Are there any other actions that you are taking to make sure that you protect your family? What are you doing verbally? What are you doing in action items to protect you and your family from vaccines?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm continuing to speak out. You know, I got, CNN, you know, after a couple interviews with CNN, they requested more interviews, and I really was not responding to them any longer, because I don't think that CNN is the venue, for people like me to speak my rights, you know, and my opinions as a physician. Dr. Bob Sears was on CNN, and while he's talking, they put an image over where it says 30 million measles cases prevented and 700,000 deaths, you know, averted. There's no way to win on quote-unquote mainstream media. So I have not gone dark, as many have said. I'm continuing to post on my Facebook page. I've been in contact, obviously, with many physicians and vaccine safety advocates from around the country. You know, continuing to speak with people like you on podcasts and radio shows, and even television appearances and you know, magazine interviews. I'm getting my opinion out there, you know, certainly. And I think the biggest thing, once again, that people can do is you have to get educated, and the NVIC has a fantastic document, NVIC Advocacy. And you're free to contact me if you want the talking points. Learn the talking points and then get a group of people and make an appointment with your local congressperson to let them know that we are out there and we want to maintain our freedoms as parents because that is the most pressing issue, and that's what everybody can do. It's not, you know, writing letters is important and sending emails is important, and all that stuff is great, but if you can, get together some people and actually go speak with a congressperson face-to-face. Because this is a big issue. And on a state level, you know, we can do it. We can influence that. On a national level, you know, those politicians, you never know. And those are career politicians. But on the state level, those people are just like you and I. They're mothers and fathers and they're doctors and they're lawyers and they're business people. And they're willing to listen because they've got some skin in the game also. They likely have children or they likely have grandchildren and they want to learn, you know, these things, so let's teach them.
Well, I don't want to put all of our eggs in the basket of trust, that we have, you know, two senators from each state that are going to do the right thing for us. We know that's not true, but on a state level, it's very important that you express yourself. I think you have more of a chance on a state level. And hopefully if you take the time to write to your federal people also, realize that you must stand for yourself and your children. If you do not, they will run roughshod over all of us. We'll be back with Dr. Jack Wolfson, thedoctorswolfson.com, after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. Welcome back to Power Hour. It is 24 minutes after the hour. We're talking to Dr. Jack Wolfson. He is an integrative cardiologist who believes in natural methods and try those first. And, of course, you all know how I feel about that, ladies and gentlemen. And he is he's had an epiphany, if you will, thanks to his incredible wife, who is a chiropractor, brought him into a whole different world, as we all have come. And I'm so glad to have him join us today. And one of the things that I would like for you to discuss, Dr. Wolfson, is the ingredients in the vaccines, because most people, like you said, don't read the package insert, don't know, don't go to the CDC website and dig and find the information. But what probably concerns you most about the vaccines, the ingredients in vaccines?
Well, we can just start, you know, from the top, and the list goes on and on and on, and all those ingredients are available on, you know, of course, on the internet, and from the CDC website. The CDC has an excellent page to download the ingredients. But let's just start off with mercury. Mercury is still in vaccines. It's in multi-dose vials. It's in the flu shot, and it may even be involved in the manufacturing process. So trace amounts exist. And from a cardiology standpoint, we know that mercury, high levels of mercury, are associated with increased cardiovascular risk. So this is not just about, whether it's autoimmune disease or brain dysfunction from mercury. This is also about how it affects the heart. Well, how does mercury and other chemicals, you know, and other heavy metals affect the heart? They interfere with heart function. They interfere with the way that enzymes control protein manufacture and the way the heart muscle squeezes. You know, it's the piece of chewing gum inside the keyhole that doesn't allow the key to work. It blocks the action of these important enzymes in the body. And what really, really irritates me is when comments are, well, there's more mercury in a can of tuna fish than there is in the vaccine. Well, that may be true, but a couple points there. Number one is I don't tell people to eat tuna fish because of the mercury content. But number two, you're eating oral mercury. You're eating it, and therefore your body has a chance to reject it and not absorb it, because the defense system in the gut can protect against that, and therefore it'll come out the other end. When you inject mercury, you're injecting the heavy metal through the skin past all barriers of defense that we have, and it is totally unnatural, and it's a totally different thing. It's also a different form of mercury, which also stimulates the immune system and can have negative effects. Talk about stimulating the immune system. What is coronary artery disease? Coronary artery disease is it's inflammation and the response to that inflammation in the heart arteries. And how does the body respond to inflammation? And inflammation is really just damage from poor nutrition and chemicals. How does the body respond? It sends in the immune system to help repair the area. And part of the immune system, obviously, is immune cells, such as monocytes, and then also LDL and HDL are all recruited to help repair that vessel. So chemical and toxin we're talking about in the vaccines, this is likely the end result, certainly when it goes to coronary artery disease. And the same thing can be said about aluminum. And aluminum, there are hundreds of studies through PubMed.gov. So once again, this is a government website with articles that are published in peer-reviewed journals. There are hundreds of articles on what aluminum does to the neurologic nervous system. And when people say, well, there's no link between vaccines and brain injury, such as autism or seizures or encephalitis, there's no definitive link. You know, this study, these have all been disproven. There's nothing that's been disproven at all. In fact, there is, like I said, hundreds of studies that prove that there's vaccine injury. So, you know, those, you know, and, you know, and then you can also, you know, point towards, you know, aborted fetal tissue, you know, and animal tissue that's in there. You know, where is this stuff coming from? What was the health status of that aborted fetus? I don't want to inject that into my child. I know nothing about that. And to think that that has been adequately studied, I mean, we're living in fantasy land.
Yes.
Fantasy land, and that's the people, the proponents, you know, of mass vaccination. They do not acknowledge the fact that 69 vaccines by the time a child is 18, it's never been studied for safety ever.
Okay, when we come back from this break, I want him to address the fetal tissue from aborted fetuses in the vaccine arena. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley and Dr. Jack Wolfson.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life.
antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
I would like to know, before we go on, I ask you about the human fetal tissue. Can you just expand a little bit on how significant that issue is of human fetal tissue? Is it significant or not that there are those fetal cell lines that have been used in vaccines, Dr. Wolfson?
Well, I think that ultimately we don't really know how safe or how dangerous growing vaccines on that type of medium is. Obviously, if you look at the manufacturers, if you look at the kind of mainstream media, they will say it's not an issue. But clearly, over the years, there's been simian monkey virus that was was on the medium that made vaccines, and that was injected. And what are the effects of that? I think obviously that's up for debate. When it comes to prion diseases and tiny subparticles that led to Kuru and neurologic diseases. I think the jury is still out on how safe and how do we really know what continues to be to continue to be used and what can ultimately ends up in the final vaccine. What also spurred me to become a natural doctor is that I saw my father, who also was a cardiologist, and I followed right in his footsteps. He developed a strange neurologic condition called PSP, or progressive supranuclear palsy, which is similar to Parkinson's, no treatment. He was tortured for 5 years, and then he died. And the question is, why? And, at the Mayo Clinic, they'll say, well, we don't know why. It just happens. It's just a random thing. Well, I don't buy that answer. I want to know why. And we know, obviously, that there are, different, viral diseases that can affect the brain. And where is this virus coming from? Is it possible, there is, remnant virus or remnant, particles that could be very damaging to the body that still remain in vaccines? That's my concern.
You know, when we talk in terms of what traditional cardiology is doing, it's not just the vaccine issue. It is in drugs that the cardiology, the standard conventional cardiology physicians use. You know, I used to see these drugs being given to patients, and I want to bring this up because I know a lot of our patients have been sort of victims of this situation in which they're not really told some of the damage or dangers that can come from some of these cardiology drugs. But they are incredibly strong, and there are many of them that have led to the deaths of cardiology patients that you actually hear about on, you know, 1-800-BAD-DRUG or whatever.
Yeah, certainly. It's, I mean, listen, there are plenty of studies that show there is benefits of cardiovascular drugs. Now, obviously, who pays for those studies? Who funds those studies? It is all from Big Pharma. But let's take it for what it is. Let's just say that, you know what? Okay, fine. These drugs, you know, do have cardiovascular benefits. And what these drugs will do is they will decrease your chances of having a heart attack, for example, from 16% down to 13%. Okay, if that's their facts, but everyone needs to be informed and understand that that's what it is. For example, 16% versus 13%. What my goal in my patients is, I don't want 16% or 13%. Mm-hmm. I want to get them as close to 0%.
Yes.
And that's what natural remedies, I believe, can offer to patients. We're never going to see a big, massive trial comparing, you know, natural, you know, versus pharmaceuticals. It's never going to happen ever. But people need to learn the risks and the benefits of every drug and every procedure, and they have to be informed. This isn't 30, 40 years ago where you just walked into your doctor's office, you know, and got your prescription and walked out. We live in the information age. Go get informed. And that also applies to the vaccine issue. Don't just take the word of your pediatrician because they are not objective. They have all the risk in the world, why to stay with the vaccine program. But there are a few pediatricians that are speaking out. They're out there, and I'm sure there's many more, but unfortunately they're afraid.
You know, there's a book written by Dr. Sherry Rogers called Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? Have you ever heard of this
yes,
book?
Yes, I'm very familiar with that book. I love it. And when I left my group of 40 cardiologists that I previously worked with, that was one of the books that I showed them and said, how do you like this for a book title?
Yeah, I'm so glad. And we've had Dr. Rogers on every month for the past 5 years. She's an amazing woman, and she tells it like it is, and I'm glad there are so many of you like that out there. I want to, and I also, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, just because I know you're going to be asking me if I told him about Strauss Heart Drops, yes, I did during the break because I'm such a fan of it. And remember, you can get Strauss Heart Drops at the Power Mall. Call 877-817-9829. And, you know, Dr. Wolfson and I, our business manager at the Power Mall, their son had a seizure every time he got a vaccine. And so when she began to work here and learn about vaccines, she stopped giving vaccines. However, the husband took the child to the doctor against her wishes, without her knowing, and got a vaccine given to the child, and another seizure ensued, and another trip in the ambulance to go to the hospital. So, you know, we have become really involved in this issue, both with my vaccine injury and also with hers, and I'm sure you see thousands of stories like this, and I just want to encourage you to share whatever it is that you want to say to people if they are on the fence about vaccination.
It would be my pleasure. I mean, to hear a story like that of multiple seizures, I, as a parent, I can't even fathom that I would, and I do not mean to insult anybody, and everybody has their own path that they need to take, but to think about, you know, repeated injury and repeated, side effect like that, it really frustrates me to hear it.
Yes, yes. But you know what? We have been programmed by television, by the printed media, by the doctors that tell you, if you don't do this, I'm not going to have you as a patient. And that's happening right now. We're going to try and take away the licenses from these physicians. And I know you're in that quandary now because they just want to attack the messenger. And that's the whole goal. You may be right 1,000%, but they want to attack you for that.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's definitely, some attacking going on. I mean, I've had a complaint to my medical board, and I have to, of course, respond to that complaint. And listen, I chose to speak out. I knew what was coming forward, and I certainly have no regrets. I mean, because I am doing this for the children, and I know that those of us that are doing it for the children will be rewarded in the long run.
Absolutely. Now, you don't make any money coming on the air at 6 or 7 a.m. where you live and trying to talk about the vaccine issue. And by the way, in your issue of talking about physicians and pediatricians, I've had pediatricians tell me also, along with veterinarians, if I didn't give vaccines, I wouldn't be making any money. Now, that is so sad because that totally discounts the health of that child into the area of being financial remuneration over the health of the child, and it just breaks my heart to hear that. Scott, do we have any callers? Okay, Francis in North Carolina. Let's start with that. Francis in North Carolina, you're on the air with Dr. Wolfson. Go ahead, please. Are you on the edge? Are you on the fence of making a decision, Francis?
Well, yeah, majorly, big time, because quite frankly, this is regarding two nieces of mine, and as much as I'd like to advise their mom about how this situation is, her general attitude is, they're going to work or they don't work, one of the two, so too bad, so sad if something happens to the kids. And so I'm torn as to how to address their mom, who happens to be my sister-in-law. I don't want anything bad to happen to her. At the same time, she has a laissez-faire attitude about it, and it's like, okay. So, and as a result, I'm torn.
Okay. Dr. Wilson, your response to Francis, please.
Well, for parents that have a laissez-faire attitude towards their children, I mean, that is just mind-boggling how anybody could think that. I mean, why do people have children? Well, I mean, what is the goal when you have a child? I mean, you want to bring a child into this world and you want to keep that child healthy. The number one goal of any parent is to protect their child. That is the number one goal, and you protect the child by feeding them healthy foods, by putting them in surroundings that are loving and healthy and caring, and we keep them away from chemicals, and we need to be educated about the chemical toxins that are in vaccines. Very oftentimes when we have friends and family members that just, they're pregnant, we don't send any baby clothes. We don't send any other gifts. What we send is information. We send books. We send articles about issues regarding vaccine safety to have these parents get informed. But it sounds like, as far as your sister-in-law, outside of strapping her to a chair and playing her some videos or reading her books, I don't know how you can get through to someone like that. And the unfortunate people that suffer are the children. And it's sad. It's very sad.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much, Francis. Let's go to Rob in Ohio. Rob in Ohio, I believe that's who's up next. Rob, go ahead, please. You're on with Dr. Wolfson.
Thanks for taking my call, Joyce. I don't mean to break from what you asked for on the callers, but, I'd like to address Mr. Wolfson, and I'd like to address the vaccines. We all know three flu shots will double your chances of getting Alzheimer's.
Okay, all right. I appreciate, we know that. It will double the amount or triple the amount of getting Alzheimer's. But I wanted to talk to only people that are on the fence. Now, please be respectful of that because those are the people we want to reach. And I appreciate that you are against the vaccines. Thank you very much. Scott, who's up next? Shane in North Carolina. Shane, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Shane.
Hi there. Yeah, as far as being on the fence, this is kind of more for my wife, because I'm not really on the fence. But she is, and she's more over the fence on the side of vaccines, but so far I've been able to get her to agree to delay. I was literally threatened with divorce over the not getting the pertussis vaccine.
Wow.
And yeah, I've been through a lot, and so basically I've been buying my time. He had to get the pertussis or the DTaP or whatever it is against my will because I was literally threatened with divorce, and, you know, being called out every name in the book. And I thought, you know what, as much as I hate to agree to this, I better and just try to educate her.
Okay, all right, we got your point. We got your point, and I thank you very much for that. Let's go to Dr. Wilson. Almost threatened with a divorce over this issue. How often have you heard that, sir, and what can he do?
Yeah, no, Scott, I mean, this is a, you know, it's a serious issue, serious problem, and I definitely feel for you, you know, as a father who, you know, who wants to be informed and very concerned about your children. I think these issues need to be discussed before we get married, and certainly before we have children. You know, these are important things. You know, we learn the religion, you know, of our spouse, and maybe that plays a role, and we learn, you know, the history and the upbringing, you know, and we look for all those things of commonality. This is something that we need to discuss. You know, before we get into that situation, you know, it's you're in a difficult spot, no doubt. But you know, I would just continue to try and educate your wife. You know, pertussis is a cough, and it's an annoying cough because both of my boys had it, and they coughed for a month straight. But now they are immune to pertussis, which is a bacteria. They're immune to it, and they'll never get it again. Vaccination is not immunization. The children are not naturally immune, and that immunity will wear off. So whenever the child, you know, travels or maybe is at the next Disneyland or exposed, you know, on a trip to somebody else who either was not vaccinated or who was vaccinated but the vaccine didn't work, your child will come down with whooping cough. There was 2,600 cases across the Midwest around 2010 of pertussis. Nobody died. And once again, the vast, vast majority of the time, it is a cough. Tetanus, it was rare to die from tetanus 100 years ago, let alone today. You know, the classic story was, you know, you step on a rusty needle that had cow poop on it, and that's how you got tetanus. Not many people are doing that, obviously. You know, now you get a paper cut, and you go to the emergency room, and they ask you about, you know, are you up to date on your tetanus? And finally, diphtheria is an easily treatable a bacterial illness. It was rare to die from it 100 years from now. It is not going to cause any significant issues in the 21st century. If you're a starving African where you have no access to food, sanitation, clean water, shelter, safety, you're going to be exposed. But this is America, this is the United States, and in this country in the 21st century, these are very, very, very unlikely to be problematic diseases. So keep talking to your wife, keep educating her on that. But I tell you, if your child was vaccine injured, I bet you'd be thinking twice, certainly about your decision. Thank
you. Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you very much. Scott, who's our next caller? Scott, who do we? Curtis in West Virginia. Curtis in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Curtis. Are you on the fence about vaccinating?
I had a question for the doctor about this ammonia shot, and I'm very reluctant to get it, but they won't do my immune system check until I got ammonia pneumococcal shot. And I had my own doctor told me not to take that shot before I get the immunity shot.
Okay, all right. Let me stop right here and see if Dr. Wilson is familiar with what you're talking about. Pneumonia shot and a titer, sir. Are you familiar with that?
Well, I mean, so he's talking about the pneumonia shot that's often given to patients, especially when they're in the hospital or in the doctor's office. It's typically indicated for people that are older than age 65. And it always blew my mind working in the hospitals, and you have someone coming in with pneumonia, and while their body is busy trying to fight.
Oh, okay, stop right there. We got to take this 3-minute break. We'll be back with Dr. Jack Wolfson after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. So, thank you for joining us today, and to Dr. Jack Wolfson. Now, we were talking at the break about the pneumonia vaccine requiring a titer. Is that correct, Dr. Wolfson?
I'm not, familiar with, he's talking about individually. Obviously, you can check titers to see the antibody levels on people to any particular, bacteria or virus. But I'm not, in particular, familiar with his situation.
Okay.
I do want to say two things, real quick. I do love lithium. I have it included in my multivitamin. I think it's a great product, so I applaud you guys for recommending that. And also, I did check out the Strauss heart drops, and I love the ingredients in there. It looks like a fantastic product. So
I just wanted to give you
my quick endorsement on that.
Awesome. Thank you for checking that out. Now, that's good, ladies and gentlemen. He takes his time to check out something like Strauss Heart Drops. We know it works, and we are just so thrilled, and you can get it at the Power Mall. All right. Now, that's how we stay on the air, because we don't take any sponsors, ladies and gentlemen. We sell the products that work. Let's go to Sandra in, Sandra, you're on the air with Dr. Wolfson. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I am black, and I want to adopt a Jewish kid. So I'm thinking I would have to go by the book. Is that true, that I would have to vaccinate?
I'm not sure what the individual state law is, and it's probably on a state-by-state basis as far as adoption and what is required. I am familiar with a lot of parents that did adopt and have not vaccinated their children. So I think, once again, it's a state-by-state basis. Check, check your state. Before you make any decision, but whether it's a Jewish child, a white child, a African American child, an Asian child, or whatever, I applaud what you're doing, and I hope you make the right informed decision.
And many of those children are already vaccinated when you get them, so just know that. Thank you very much, Sandra, and thank you for what you're doing. Let's go to Cheryl in Missouri. Cheryl, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Oh, by the way, one quick thing. I spoke at a convention of DOs, and I asked them all, how many of you all have Jewish patients? They raised their hands. I said, how many of you know that there is pork in vaccines? Not one raised their hand. I said, do you all not know that there is pork? You may have contaminated them for a lifetime. I mean, is that not the truth, Dr. Wolfson?
Oh, no. I mean, fetal, porcine, tissue, bovine tissue, but obviously you're specifically reserving to, porcine and for pigs. I think that's a great point. I think if someone also has to take a look at their stance, if they are pro-life as far as abortion is concerned, if they're pro-life, does it really make sense to inject their child with fetal, human fetal tissue or the components thereof? I think they should, take a look at that standard before they make their decision.
So glad to hear you say that. Stay right there. We have one more segment, about three more minutes, with Dr. Jack Wolfson, if he can stay with us for three more minutes after the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be back. This is Joyce Riley. Think about that. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. I asked a pastor the other day, I said, do you know that there are fetal tissue elements included in vaccines? And he said, absolutely not. And I said, would that bother you? And he says, ooh, I have to think about that. Excuse me, what is there to think about? I mean, seriously. Let's go to, now, you wanted to say something, and I stopped you as we were going to the break, Dr. Wolfson, and then we'll go to Cheryl in Missouri.
People need to be consistent on what their belief system is. And if they believe, in pro-life and they're against abortion, well, I think they need to look at what they're injecting into themselves and into their children when they make that decision. And the same thing with Orthodox or religious Jews, and even those of the Islamic faith, have to understand what is being injected, into them also, and see if that fits with their religious philosophy.
Absolutely. All right, let's go to final caller. It looks like Cheryl in Missouri before Dr. Suzanne Humphreys joins us in the next hour. Ladies and gentlemen, we were getting really pleased to have her join us from New Zealand. So Cheryl in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. That's exactly kind of what you almost touched on what I was going to bring up. I've listened to all of these vaccine discussions. I listen every day. And if you practice, which I do, you practice the food laws, clean and unclean.
Levitical diet, and, yes.
Uh-huh. Right. And there's you cannot eat you can't take the vaccines because there's so much unclean stuff in there. Not even pro-life or not and stuff. It's just unclean. It's terrible. And when I'm 59 now. And when I got my vaccines for school, smallpox vaccine. I know probably others probably got more than one shot then. Before we left the building, I passed out and went into convulsions. And I don't know what all they did, but they finally brought me out of it. And all my life, ever since then, from time to time, I really have to watch it. I have rapid heartbeats, you know. It just comes real fast on me sometimes without warning. And sometimes my heart beats over 200 beats a minute.
And well, you've heard Dr. Rogers talk about that. You've heard Dr. Rogers talk about that and what her answer is to that fast heart rate, atrial fib or the fast heart rate. Let's go to, let me just ask Dr. Wolfson, is there something that might be related to vaccines and what she's talking about?
Well, once again, we're injecting chemicals, a number of chemicals, and how the individual person reacts can be in any particular way. It could be cardiovascular, it could be neurologic, it could be anything. As you mentioned, the impure ingredients that are in there, learn the ingredients, read the package inserts, learn the side effects, learn the adverse reactions, and be informed. That is the most important thing you can do, is to learn. And I think, once again, that most people will make the right decision once they learn the truth.
Okay, thank you very much for that. And I want to thank everybody for calling in today. For those of you who are having the concerns about vaccination, being honest with us about what your situation is. Also to Dr. Jack Wolfson, because he, like many physicians, are taking the risk, ladies and gentlemen, of standing out. You know what happens when you're the tallest nail on the board, you get hit first. And I just admire him for what he is doing. We understand here the vaccine issue and why the majority of us are not vaccinating. But I commend you for your stand, for your education of people. Look forward to having you back on when your book is written, and we definitely want to support you in that. Again, where are you located in Arizona? How can people find you and Dr. Wolfson?
Paradise Valley, Arizona, which is really just a little town, next to Phoenix and Scottsdale. And my website is The Doctors Wolfson, and Doctors is abbreviated DRS. And you can also find us on Facebook and Pinterest and Twitter under that same handle. And we post tons of incredible health information on a daily basis on our Facebook account. So, please stay tuned to what, my wife and I are doing going forward. We're going to help change this world and make it a safer place for everybody.
I love it. I'd like to have your wife on the program also. She sounds like an amazing woman. Thank you so much, Dr. Jack Wolfson, for joining us today on the Power Hour.
Thank you so much, Joyce.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. support small businesses, and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamall.com today.